This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Resource Center. I'm Audrey Raj. Our friends from Open Minds Resources are with me today for our monthly check-in on all things digital marketing. Celine Ting and Ryan Ng are with me in the studio today. Say hello, guys.
Hello.
All right, so we're moving on to our next update, and this is about Facebook and how they are really trying to get more businesses to dive into video content.
Yeah, so there'll be a few different things that we'll be talking about. The first one is specifically for Facebook Live, which will go into rehearsals, their new editing tools, and also in terms of streaming. We'll be going into creator studios. We'll be talking a lot about the metrics that they are adding in, and also ways that they're trying to enhance the business's experience in terms of using creator studios. And last one, we'll be talking about watch parties. These, which they'll be adding more editing tools, things that allow you to tag your business partners, and also tapping into different metrics as well.
Okay, let's start with rehearsals.
Yes, so Facebook rehearsals is basically, right now with Facebook Live, you don't have a chance to kind of edit before showing the mass audience in terms of Facebook Live or your live videos.
Yeah.
So with rehearsals, you can actually show page owners or page admins first. So you can show to a small group of people first to kind of work out the quirks, the kinks, if they have any technical problems first before actually pushing your Facebook Live videos to the mass public, which is great because a lot of people have been asking for it and Facebook is finally delivering it.
Okay, and so this means that the page admins will be able to, you know, make some adjustments before it's actually broadcast?
Mm-hmm. So you can actually do it as many times as you want until you're very sure that this is the video or this is the live that you want to go with, and then just push the video out there with a click of a button.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what's the next one?
The next one is with Facebook Live, they're also adding in a video editing tool. So with Facebook Live, after every Facebook Live, it becomes a replay video. So your audience can come back and rewatch whatever the live was. With the editing tools, it just allows the brands to kind of trim the video shorter. So maybe trim the start and then trim the ending just to make it a little bit easier for or a little bit of a better experience for your viewers when they're watching the video. The other few things that they're adding on is they're extending the hours. So instead of only being able to go on live for 4 hours, you can actually go on live for 8 hours now. And the last one, which is pretty cool for, I think, content creators especially, is that when you're using Facebook Live or when you're streaming live, you don't only have to do it on Facebook. Mm. They are allowing you to stream on other streaming services as well. So it kind of maximizes your viewership and also maximizes your reachability when it comes to your audience.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about Creator Studio.
Sure. So with Creator Studios, Facebook is really trying to push Instagram's features and also more features for Instagram. So with the upcoming update, Facebook is actually allowing you to schedule your IGTV videos now. And you can schedule it 6 months in advance, which is crazy. But you can actually schedule your IGTV videos or your Instagram posts 6 months in advance.
For the super prepared.
Yes, if you would like to prepare it very much in advance, sure, go for it. They're also extending the number of languages that will be added in terms of subtitles. They're adding 13 new languages. So if you need subtitles to your videos, you need to just click. With a click of a button, you can add a bunch of subtitles into it. They are also adding quite a number of metrics as well when it comes to Creator Studios, because like we said, they're pushing out video content, IGTV videos, Instagram videos. So they're adding things like the distribution metric, which basically is a number that they kind of give you after after measuring the overall performance of your video with the 1 minute views, average minutes watched, and also retention. With all the numbers of that video, they will add it up and then give you a distribution number, which shows how well your video is doing in terms of distribution. And yeah.
Okay. And finally, the one on watch parties.
Yep. So with watch parties, it's quite interesting. So with watch parties, if you know what watch parties are, it's basically if a content creator schedules a watch party, your audience can watch a video all at the same time as a group. Right, so it's pretty fun, so you can engage with the creators at the same time. So they are adding more things to Watch Party. So when content creators schedule a Watch Party, there is actually an auto-announcement post, meaning that if your audience would like to know when you're going on Watch Party or would like to be notified, they can actually click on it and be notified maybe 10 minutes before the actual Watch Party session, which allows for your audience or for your followers to be able to keep track and make sure that they are on time to watch your video. The other few things that Facebook is adding as well is two new metrics with Watch Parties, right? So there are things like minutes viewed, so the total amount of minutes that are accumulated when a user watches a video, and also unique 60-second viewers, which means that they are adding a total number of unique users who watch your watch video or your live watch party videos for at least 60 seconds. We have a cool new thing also, which is called Loyalty Insights. So with that one, it shows you or it shows the business what video is doing well and brings your consumers or your customers or your followers back to your page. So it shows you which are the videos that your followers are liking. There is more chance for your videos to come for your followers to come back through this video. So you know what kind of content you should be producing more, what kind of content you shouldn't be producing more, or you can even do test trials. So you can try two different kinds of video and see which one has a higher loyalty insight.
All right, so it really looks like Facebook is trying to get businesses to better understand what is working for them when it comes to video, mm-hmm. and then, you know, helping them kind of replicate the mm-hmm. the stuff that works already.
Yes, exactly.
All right, and what do you think are like the main benefits, for brands when it comes to this update?
Yeah, so it gives all these tools that are added. It gives businesses a better understanding of their audience and gives them a better kind of connection and a better way to connect with your users. With Facebook Live, is really about connecting with your users, right? Because you're connecting with them live. So with the new insights, the new metrics added, you know what your viewers are liking, what your followers are liking. So it gives them that kind of better connection and gives the businesses a better sense in terms of what kind of content to produce. There's also a potential for you to reach larger audience with the possibility of Facebook allowing you to share your stream to other different streaming services. So it's giving content creators a chance to expand basically their user audience or their followers. Lastly, it's also interesting because content creators and influencers are able to create better content as well, right? With the metrics and with this connection with the brands, right? This transparency between content creators and brands that are engaging with them, it gives a brand brands the better sense of if they should continue using this influencer, if they should not. There are no lies when it comes to numbers. Everything is already listed out.
All right. We're going to move on to our final update for this episode. And this is about how platforms are expanding features to help businesses better reach their audience.
More ways for you to advertise.
Okay.
So we'll be discussing on three main platforms for these updates, which are Facebook, WhatsApp, and Snapchat. All right, let's begin with Facebook first.
Okay.
So Facebook are currently rolling out two new ways for you to advertise. The first one is what they are calling a search ads. So they're opening up search ads to all advertisers for consumers to search for commercial products. So what this essentially means is, let's say currently on Facebook app, right, like you're searching for a brand, right? Of course, the brand's page will come up, but currently there's also things like, you know, comments mentioning about the brand or other pages mentioning about the brand. There's a lot of extensive brand-related search results coming out.
Yeah.
So it's almost like you think about it as a Google search kind of way, but on Facebook, right? So what this essentially means, right, on top of those, they will now show ads in that search page. So it's essentially like search ads for Google.
It's
in
like
that sense.
Ad directory as well
that's
now.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. So but these are specially reserved only for search terms that have commercial intent. Let's say we're talking about Nike, all right? And Nike wants to push their new bomber jacket, let's say, right? So they can buy ads to target search terms relating to their brand or, you know, relating to bomber jackets and things like that. Then when people search things like Nike, and then the search results come out, then these ads will come out and showing, you know, hey, we have this new line of bomber jacket from Nike. Mm. Or when you search bomber jackets, then you come out, or Nike has this new line of bomber jackets and things like that. So that's how it will work. They've been testing this out for the past year already, but only recently they decided to say, okay, safe enough to, you know, push out to the public for now.
Okay, and they're also testing ads on groups.
Yeah, so, you know, it's a new, more ways for you to reach out to people, because currently, let's say ads, they only are shown on your timeline, Facebook timeline, or your videos and things like that, soon to be on your search results. Mm-hmm. So this is another added way for them to reach out to more people. This is kind of niche, because when you go onto the groups tab, it's also almost like a timeline, an added timeline, yeah, but it's for your groups, right? So currently there's already this feature. So if you follow, like, let's say 20 groups, when you go onto this timeline, it will show you the latest postings from all your 20 groups and things like that. So essentially it's another placement to put your ads on.
Yeah, but this really just makes sense, because it just offers better targeted ads, right?
Yeah. So with these two updates, I agree with you. So in top of adding more ways for you to advertise on Facebook, it makes your advertising much more targeted as well. Like I mentioned earlier, the search ads feature, right? On top of targeting a specific type of people, like you can do right now, you are also allowed to add in search terms, like keyword searching and things like that. As for the groups, you'll be able to target people who follow specific groups and things like that, for specific type of groups and things like that. So it makes, you know, targeting much more specific.
All right, let's move on to WhatsApp.
All right, so WhatsApp is rolling out a new feature that particularly benefits small businesses called catalogs.
Okay.
So what it essentially does is it allows businesses on WhatsApp to showcase their products, meaning you upload your own catalog of products and then, you know, or your services, and share them with your customers. When you update these products or your services into your catalogs, when people go onto your business page, they'll be able to see it on your profile. But on top of that, you are able to share it via the messaging function as well.
Why is this particularly beneficial for small businesses?
That's a good question, because for us, we have our fair share of smaller businesses as clients. And a lot of times, these clients, they struggle because they do not have as big of a budget to play on Facebook ads or Google ads in particular. So end up, we tend to look for more manual ways to help them advertise their products. WhatsApp marketing is one of it. So this one, when it comes to WhatsApp marketing, it means you have new products, you message your customers about it, you go to your database, you WhatsApp, or you send a broadcast list, yep, and you send a few pictures, or these are new lines of products and things like that. It's very manual. So with this, how it benefits small businesses is, let's say you already upload, you know, your catalog of products and businesses, it'll be as easy as, you know, just clicking your customer list, and then with one click, it sends your product catalog to all these people.
All right.
So it removes that manual kind of like, a bit of that manual kind of work.
Right. So it's less tedious, I guess. Mm. All right. And that final update on Snapchat.
All right. So this is an interesting update from Snapchat, because they just opened the beta for dynamic ads, which automatically generates ads from product catalogs on the Snapchat ad. So for businesses right now, you're able to already upload your product catalogs. So this is one of the ways you can advertise your product catalogs. How it works is, let's say I'm already uploaded my catalog and I just need to, you know, specify who I'm targeting and things like that, and press run.
And? I
don't have to provide Snapchat the visuals or the images or the videos for it to run the ads. So it will
automatically pulls from your catalog.
From my catalog. Yeah. And they already have a few inbuilt up templates, which based on, you know, audience relevance and things like that, they will choose the templates and then run the ads for you.
What happens if there's like an adjustment or if there's a discount, you know, you've got a sale going on or something?
Good
like
question.
That?
So the big benefit of this is, let's say you're already running an ad campaign, right, and it's highly successful. And sometimes you, with other more traditional ways of advertising, when you need to change something, you need to stop the ads. And then you run it again to change the visuals and things like that, or to change the details. And then, you know, they have to optimize the ads again. You lose your performance, right? So with this, dynamic ads is great for businesses because when if your campaign is successful already and you need to change the promotional details or the price, you just update your catalog. That's enough. You don't have to stop the ads. It will automatically pull from the catalog, as we mentioned, including the price and the promotion details, and it's real time. So it automatically pull from there, continue running the campaign, and it's as successful as ever.
All right. I guess that's why it's called dynamic ads.
All
right. And is this available? Is beta available for everyone already right now?
No. It's only available for US users currently. So it's a bit of a downer in that sense. But hopefully it will reach Asia real soon.
And on that note, it's a wrap for this month's edition of Digital Marketing Updates. Now, for the latest on digital marketing, go visit the Open Minds website at openmindsresources.com, or you can catch up on our digital marketing podcast, which you can find on the BFM website, bfm.my, the BFM app, and all other podcast-related platforms. Just search for Resource Centre. My name is Audrey Raj, and on behalf of Celine Ting and Ryan Ng from Open Minds Resources, thank you for listening. Don't forget to tune in at the end of December for a real special edition of Digital Marketing Updates. It will be the Decade in Review special on digital marketing. Stay tuned for that. BFM 89.9.
Having trouble getting invoices paid on time? Mark Laudy of Riabu is here to help.
You might think it's the job of your finance department to ensure your invoices are paid on time. But while everyone in your company has to take prompt payments seriously, there is one group of staff in your company that plays a critical role, your sales department. Now, salespeople want to sell, not chase after late payments. But if your sales team doesn't discuss payment terms with their prospects, you're going to have the same problem with your new customers as you do with your existing ones. Your sales team owns the relationship with the customer, so be sure they talk to prospective customers about payment terms early and consistently. The good news is, if it's done right, your sales team will never lose a sale.
For more info, visit riabu.com.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.